Hello, welcome to Thoughts on Thoughts, a podcast where you, our listeners, can become part of a conversation with us. We are three therapists who are going to talk about the good, the hard, and all the in-betweens of life. Come join us.
Hello, welcome to Thoughts on Thoughts. This is KJ, and I have Jessica here, and this is episode 118 of the podcast. Can you even believe it? I can. We have been here for years.
What have we talked about 118 times?
I don't know.
Was any of it helpful? I don't know. It's a wild. I can't remember any of it, so yeah, I bet it was really good, though.
Hopefully you remember some of it if you've been here for a minute. Mm-hmm. So today we are going to talk about something that Jessica has come across that she really wanted to bring to the podcast. I'm excited to chat about it with her. I don't really know how to explain it other than it's something that can hopefully help us increase joy in our lives. Mm-hmm. Kind of the focus. How do we increase happiness? How do we increase joy? We're going to give you some things to talk about or give you things to think about.
To do and think about. Yeah. That's the plan.
That's the plan. And, you know, it's been rough getting this out so far, but let's see if we can.
We're going to try now. Yeah.
Reel it in. And
we're going to get it together. We promise.
Yeah. So, yes.
This concept. Yes. I was watching this very important movie, which is called Hiking for Beginners.
Okay.
It's on Netflix. It has Ellie Kemper in it, and I enjoy her. So I was just like, I didn't even know it came out, whatever, you know, Netflix pulls it up to the front. I was like, sure. My husband was out of town, so I just immediately turned that on. Little did I know that there would be 30 seconds in that movie, which changed my life forever.
Oh my gosh.
But it's literally just like 30 seconds. So anyways, in the movie, you don't have to know anything about the plot aside from they're hiking. So Ellie Kemper's character is the main character, and she's hiking, and she's obviously kind of wanting to do like a wild moment. If you know what wild is, like the book Wild, the movie Wild.
Oh,
Reese Witherspoon
really went a different direction.
Cheryl Strayed, I think, is the wild person, right? Yes. Mm-hmm. So it's like a wild thing. Like she's divorced and she's like trying to re-find herself, you know? So she's doing wild and she's talking to another girl who's there who's like, I'm in training to become, I don't know if she's like a positive psychologist. I can't remember what it is, but it's the idea of positive psychology, right? And the way she said it just was like, oh, that makes a lot of sense. And I don't know. I know so much about positive psychology, obviously, just being in my field, but I never thought about it so clearly. So she just says, the idea is that we're going to increase happiness instead of just treating the things that are going wrong and trying to make those better. We're just trying to increase the happiness and joy that you have in your life. And I was like, oh my gosh, I feel like so much of my life is just like centered around trying to decrease my unhappiness, and very little of my life is centered around trying to increase my actual happiness and joy, you know?
Yeah.
Like I'm just trying to like address all these pain points and all these triggers and all these like past traumas and blah, 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 blah. And I do that with my clients too. And then I feel like I kind of like came to this very like neutral place, but now I want to be in like a very happy place. You know what I mean? Where I'm not like feeling pain, but maybe I'm not feeling joy and excitement and happiness the way that I did in my earlier years. I don't know. And so that's why when she was talking, I was like, I need more of that in my life, you know?
Yeah.
So we're going to start with what she suggests, which is that at the end of every day, you say three things that you really enjoyed that day. So, KJ, let's practice.
Oh, okay. Oh, my gosh. I'm ready.
Oh my gosh. Did you enjoy anything today? Is this really putting you on the spot?
It is, but it's in a good way.
You can do it. Yeah. Exactly. So think of what are three things that you really enjoyed today?
Okay. Three things I really enjoyed today. I was able to pull off quiet time / nap time happening at the same time.
Oh,
so I got glorious. An hour of alone time. Mm-hmm. And what I did during that time was I launched a podcast.
And you're welcome.
I worked on other podcast things. And you may think like, well, that sounds not great that you just kind of like worked during quiet time. But the podcast for me is a hobby. Like,
it's a passion project, guys.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. It's fun. Yeah. It's fun.
We are not here for any other reason other than we want to help you guys. Like, yeah. Truly, there's nothing else in it for us.
Yeah, yeah, I used my brain in a different way, right? So I enjoyed that. I really enjoyed having leftovers to eat for dinner because worked quite hard and for a few hours yesterday on a lasagna. So then today I just got to
like
enjoy
a from scratch lasagna.
Yes. Yeah, it's my new one decision made one time meal that I make for guests.
Oh yeah.
I decided that
lazy genius.
Yep. I decided my meal for guests that I will always make is lasagna unless they're allergic to something in it.
Right.
So or tell
I'm
me
not so can't wait to have it when I come.
Great. Yeah, so that was another one, was just not having to cook.
So nice.
And then podcasting with you.
This is a joy.
We don't do it like that often, maybe once a month. Mm-hmm. So that is truly a joy. Yeah.
We are having fun tonight.
So much.
We actually are. It's always fun. It really is. Yes. Okay, so that was great. Okay, my three things. Whew, it's been a long day. Not really.
That's
it's
why this a is a good day. Mental exercise. Like, I really, okay. You know, it's good to think about.
Here's one thing I enjoyed. In my dream last night, Disneyland was in Provo, Utah. And so I bought an apartment near it so that I could go whenever I wanted. That was really nice. It was great. So that was really joyful for me because I like woke up like really happy. If you guys don't know this about me, like my dreams are real. They are real. So very when nice. I wake up, like if it's a bad dream, it's like I wake up in a bad mood, but I woke up in such a good mood. I was so psyched about that. And then next, my daughter had swim lessons and I wasn't able to watch last time she had swim lessons earlier this summer because my twins have a tendency to scream. That's what it is. And so I thought that would maybe be disruptive to the whole vibe, but they were being so quiet because it was like earlier in the morning. So they were kind of still asleep. So I got to watch her swim and oh my gosh, young children swimming. Holy cow. It is so cute. And like the pride that I felt of like her body can do that is unreal. I just was like, I cannot believe that she can swim. I had no idea because she's in the pool with me, it does not translate quite as nicely as it does with the swim instructor. Mostly because I kind of had no idea like what monkey airplane soldier really meant. But now I do. So then that also is really nice. So we'll be able to swim better later. And then my last thing is that my child had like a 3-hour play date today. So guess who got a nap? Me.
Oh
my God. Amazing. And I hear that she had a great time. I had a great time napping. It was so welcome. But I like napped and then woke up and then meal prepped all my breakfast for the week. So it was like a glorious, like I was just so happy.
Yeah.
Like it was like one of those, like it fills you up. Like I got to rest and I got to be productive. Like that, you never get both in quiet time.
Truly.
You know? It's like you have to choose like I'll be productive or I'll be like take a rest, but I got to do both. I loved it. So there's my three. And like, I truly feel like happier right now. Are you feeling happier?
Yeah. Yes, I am. Like after
I'm kind of like, oh yeah, it was a good day. Like,
man, it's good for a Monday.
You know? Yeah. Right. Oh, exactly. No. Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. Good.
We don't even know.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. It's Monday. It's great. Wonderful.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing to start with. It's really nice to do, like, do it verbally out loud with someone, or to write with like pen and paper. And then the last way to do it would be to write it like on your phone. That's like the best way that your brain can process, if that makes sense. So you'll like hold on to the joy a little bit more if you talk about it, like we did, where you kind of like expand on it, which is kind of fun. And then writing with your hands, it does something. Someone please tell me what it does. I don't know, but it does connect your brain more.
Yes.
Than if you don't. True.
That's why we have people write out, like, when they're processing trauma or whatever, you have them write. It does.
Yes.
It does wonders. Yeah.
It does something. So, and then if you use your phone, that's not bad. You're still thinking about happy things, which is wonderful. Mm-hmm. So do that.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Next, let's talk about meditation. KJ, would you like to tell us about meditation and how that can increase our joy in life?
I will. I will do that for you. So,
we appreciate
meditation.
You.
Thank you. Is something that is, it's a powerful tool. It's one that I don't utilize a lot because I have always kind of given myself the narrative of like, I'm not good at it. But I think that's just silly. Because really you can meditate in 5 minutes or less. It really is just about quieting your mind and body, letting yourself be centered and grounded and having a moment of peace. So you don't have to get too in the weeds about it by being like, I can't have a single thought cross my mind as I'm meditating. You don't have to do that. You could just be like, I'm going to visualize that I am looking up at the trees and every thought I do have is a leaf and it falls off the tree and hits that stream and kind of floats away. There's a lots of things you can do. We actually have some meditations in episodes that you can just listen to. And Taylor's
our expert.
Taylor's our expert. Or even just like noticing your breath, doing some box breathing, counting to four in, four out, hold that out for four counts. Sit on the ground, I think would be another tip I would say. If it's like earth, that's even better. Like
even grass. Better. Grounding.
Yeah. Grounding for sure.
Does something.
Hopefully I did all right there, but that's what I would say for meditation.
Yeah. Do it. Try it. I mean, we'll always be saying it and we'll always be like, we do it a medium amount of the time, but whenever we do it, we feel better. That's just like, I feel like meditation is like the new exercise. Like, I know that it's so good when I do it, but it is like some sort of, and I think it's because we expect to do it perfectly instead of just do it and see what happens. But the idea is you clear your mind out and then you can fill it up with joy right after, which sounds wonderful, right?
Yes, yeah.
So the next thing that I thought of for bringing more joy to life is reframing, which is basically positive thinking, but in a more realistic way. Right. And in a less annoying, like silver lining way, it's silver lining things, but because you're choosing to do it because you want to be happier. So a reframe is where you take the picture frame off of something and then you put a new picture frame on. I think that's the idea that it came from, is my guess. I don't know that technically, but that's my guess. Right. So the idea is that we take a thought that is not helpful and that is making us feel bad, and we change that thought into a thought that is more helpful and makes us feel better. The big thing about this is that sometimes it doesn't even matter whether it's true or not. It just matters how you feel when you think it. Like, that's really what it's about, right? So you don't want it to be like, I have no friends, to I have a million friends and everyone loves me, because you're not going to believe that, right? But if you feel like I don't have any friends, you're going to reframe that to something that's more true, right? And more helpful and makes you feel better, which is, I have a few good friends and I can always make more. That makes me feel pretty good. Like, wow, this is not the end all be all of my friendships. I can like move forward in my life, you know? Or like, oh, my spouse doesn't ever listen to me. This is such a, like, why am I even in this marriage, right? I'm going to reframe that to, I love to communicate with my spouse and I love so many opportunities to get better at it, you know? But really what I'm going to do is say, oh, wow, this really is an opportunity for us to become closer and to have better communication skills. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to maybe figure this out. And whatever that looks like, you know, it's taking something that's hard, maybe something that can be like overwhelming, and switching it to where you feel like, I want to do this, you know, and I want to figure this out. And this thought is more helpful and makes me feel better, you know. So a good example from my life is when I was infertile, I had no control over that, right? Aside from paying a lot of money to do IVF, which I did eventually do, right? But in the early days, I had no control over it while I was waiting to get to that like 1 year mark, because I knew I was going to get there, and I did get there. But I really had to like reframe over and over and over again to say, and I said this every like day to myself, what can I not do once I have a child that I can do now that will make me happy? And so me and my husband went on a lot of trips, and we often went out to eat really late at night and went to late movies just because we could, because it was like, we won't be able to do this when we have a child. Like, I took that really difficult thing and I reframed it into, well, I can't have a child right now, so why don't I do all the things that I can't do when I have a child? And I will really enjoy them and they will be really happy. And I tell you what, when we went to Scotland, I was like over the moon excited that I could be there and I didn't have to deal with a child being there. And I will say that I think about taking my children there now, and that sounds really fun, but not really as fun as when we went when we didn't have children, you know? So that's just like a nice thing. So you take something that's like maybe getting you down and you just reframe it into something more realistic. You don't have to do like the opposite where you go from like, this sucks to this is amazing and I'm pretending it's amazing. No, let's be realistic about it, right? Like, this sucks to, you know what? When something sucks, I can focus on something that is good within the suckage. And that's what I'm going to do, because I want to be happy even if everything is kind of like difficult around me. Or even if I don't really feel like being happy, I want to. So I'm going to put some effort into changing my thoughts so that I can feel a little bit happier, you know?
I remember a big reframe you had when you were working through all of that was your, and you might remember this differently, so I could be remembering it wrong, but you kind of had this phrase of like, pregnancy is just a thing, or just was it thing. Infertility is just a thing?
Oh yeah, nope. Yep. Pregnancy is just a thing. I literally, that was a huge reframe. You're right. I took that and I wrote it on like my Keep app, and then I screenshotted it and it was my phone background for a long time, because that was a huge reframe for me, because I felt like it was like the end all be all of life of like, I have to have kids, you know, and like everyone who has kids, like their lives are better and blah, blah, blah. And then I had this huge reframe shift of like, pregnancy is just a thing. Like, it's just a part of life. Like, if I'm not doing it, that doesn't make me any less worthy. It doesn't make my life any less like great.
Meaningful.
And it's just a thing. You know, it's just like anything, getting a new car. Oh, that's a wonderful thing, but it's just a thing, you know, having kids. It's a very big thing, but it's just a thing, you know? So yeah, you're right. That was a good one. And it did help me significantly during that time.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Awesome. Another one you could do is working on increasing your positive emotions. And this, we'll talk about this, because this was totally something that I have worked on a lot in my life, because this was like the thing that came to my attention that I was struggling with, like when I went to therapy,
famous tactic of the avoidance, right?
Yes.
I'm going to avoid that. Happy. Mm-hmm. It's very famous. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause what I was doing was numbing out. So I was numbing all the bad things I was feeling. So again, focusing on decreasing my negative symptoms, those mm-hmm. negative feelings that I had. But in that I was also numbing the good. I was numbing the positive things. So what my therapist had me do was just sit in an emotion for as long as I possibly could. Mm-hmm. And so at first that was a very small amount of time, like seconds. Mm-hmm. But I worked to getting that to minutes and then some and then some. And so the idea is increasing your positive emotion by sitting in it for as long as you can. So say in the morning you wake up to a quiet house and you are really tired, but you get to your kitchen and you make yourself a warm drink and you're just standing in that kitchen that you cleaned the night before, or maybe you didn't, and you're seeing like just the little things scattered around the house that mean that your house is there and there's love in it and there's people that love each other that live there, and you're just kind of having this moment with yourself, like a moment of gratitude or like a peaceful feeling or a warm fuzzy feeling. So the idea is just letting yourself relish in that moment and sit in it for as long as you can.
Yes.
And then finding those pockets of joy and happiness and comfort and peace throughout the day, and really allowing yourself to just sit in that, recognize it, name it, and be present in that moment for as long as you can. And of course, things will interrupt it, and that's okay. But it's kind of like, let's try to even out kind of our, you know, negative like moods we get into, or these like hard feelings that we get stuck in. Let's try to even it out, or even like, you know,
increase the positive even more.
Make them more than the negative ones. So,
Absolutely. Cause I do feel like there's just this weird kind of avoidance of joy. And I do remember reading The Kite Runner. Have you read it?
Totally. Yeah.
I mean, that's an intense book, you know?
Yeah.
But there's just like this one part where he talks about, he meets a shopkeeper who knew his mother, who he didn't really know. And the shopkeeper said that she seemed afraid to be happy because she was afraid that the happiness would leave her. I remember reading that and being like, that is me. And I do think that that is like just like my innate desire to protect and like not be happy, because you never know when it will shift. But as I've grown, I realized the opposite is very, very true, right? Why should we not be happy? Because we don't know how long the happiness is going to last. So we should relish every second of it and try and like prolong it and make it bigger and make it better, and continue to do things that make you happy, and focus on doing those things as much as you can, instead of like, oh, I have to do, you know, it's like forego cleaning the kitchen one night so that you can do something that makes you happy. So like, for instance, a few months ago, I got an Instagram targeted ad, right? And which sometimes I'm like, yes, please, thank you. And it was to go to an outdoor theater and watch a play, right? Ooh. And I was like, that sounds so nice. And so I saw my friends the next day and I was like, hey, do you guys want to go? They wanted to go. And so, yeah, I like took the whole night off, went to this outdoor theater, you know, but I like did something to bring that joy into my life. And I purposely brought that joy into my life. And while we were there, we saw The Sound of Music, which I don't know if you've seen on the actual stage, but it is different than the movie. Did you know this?
No.
I had no idea until we were there. And there are some songs that are not great. It was just like so enjoyable to just like be in the situation and not be angry that the show was maybe not as good as we wanted, but like just we laughed so much and we just made fun of it so much and we were so happy about it. And that's what we want in our life, right? So I could have like been like, oh my gosh, this is not what I was imagining. That is not Julie Andrews down there, you know, and that is abundantly clear. But it was like, oh my gosh, I love this so much. Like, there's so many good singers, but also they are like way overacting and I don't know what is happening, but it's so enjoyable. It was so great, you know? And then like, as the night progressed, we had so much bad luck that we ended up being the last people to get to our cars, like the literal last people, because there were people behind us in line, but the guy came and took all those people and was like, here, go on a trolley. So then they still got there before us. And it just like, so then that became like this comical thing of like, this is so funny that this is like so bad. Like, how is this possible? We are not going to get home before midnight. But it became very funny. And it's just that thing. It's just that reframing of like, we could be really mad that this just like keeps happening to us, because we had so many times where we almost, and then it didn't work. And we just were stuck over and over and over again. So it's like, we can choose what to focus on, like, or we can just like laugh and be like, how is this possible that we are literally just the worst luck tonight, you know? And so we just really enjoyed ourselves. And I love that. And I feel like it's a lot of times just like easier to do with friends, which probably is a sign to like have more good friendships in your life and work towards that, which I recommend. But then it's also like, that's what you want. That vibe is what you want to bring into like all day, every day. You know, like if your family is stuck in the airport for 9 hours, like just have a really good time with it instead of this sucks, because either way, you're going to be in that airport for 9 hours.
Yes,
it is going to suck, but you can make it so much happier if you just focus on the joy. Try and pull any little bits of joy out that you can, you know, and that's just like life. And I feel like we've forgotten that in this, like, we're bringing up like, hey, mental health is really hard and we should all acknowledge that. And it's so good to acknowledge it, because I think we're all like, okay, we're not like all insane. Like, there's something going on. This makes a lot of sense. But then we've focused so much on like, oh, I'm feeling anxious, I'm feeling depressed, I'm feeling, you know, that we've forgotten to just like be happy and just do things that make us feel happy, which is just so fun, you know? Yeah. And I watch my girls and they're happy like all day long, aside from when they're really, really unhappy. But even that, I'm like, how nice to have just like such extreme emotions. How fun for them. You know, it's just like everything is so big in their world, and that's like awesome. So I think we can just like take that and learn from them and just bring a little bit more positivity to our to our lives, like on purpose. Like, oh, why are you going to the movies today? Because I want to be happy. So I'm going to go see Barbie because I know that I'm going to laugh at that movie. And so I'm going to go see Barbie, and I'm not going to feel dumb for wanting to see Barbie as an old person or what, you know what I mean? Like things that like, or I'm not going to go into Barbie being like, it has a political agenda. But I'm just going to go into it and be like, Ryan Gosling was so funny. I laughed so much, and I laughed like on purpose more because I'm trying to bring more joy into my life. So like, when he came out in that I Am Knuff sweatshirt, like I lost my mind. And it's just little things like that, that like, just let yourself be so happy about these little moments and not worry about like anything else. Just focus on being happy, you know?
Speaking of that, just to like end, my mom texted me tonight and she was like, would you go see the Barbie movie? Like, I got invited by some friends and I'm just not sure. And I was like, yeah, go, like girls night out. And she was like, oh, okay, I'm not sure. My mom's a caregiver. She cares for my dad. And she was like, you know, I'll have to get him dinner ready and get things set up for him. And I was like, he can handle you having a girls night out. You haven't had that in ages. Like, just go. And she sent me a selfie of her and her two friends in the theater. And she was like, theater is packed. Just got our Taco Bell and we're sitting here. And I was like, this is so amazing. And just like warmed, like I had like secondhand joy from it, because I was like, she texted me kind of probably to like help her, like just take the
encourage her. Yeah. Like it's okay to do it. Yes.
Yeah. And then she did it. And I hope she's having a wonderful time seeing that movie.
I guarantee she is, because it is absurd. That movie is absurd. And so it's so funny.
Haven't seen it yet. She's living my dream right now.
She is. Just you wait. There will be a day when you're like, I need a little bit of joy. It's time for Barbie. You
know? Yes. Oh, I love
it. So good. Yeah. So I hope you guys that you just allow a little bit more joy into your life. And anytime that we find like a new technique, a new idea, we're going to share it with you because this is something that I could be passionate about for 2 to 3 weeks, I think. So it's like a big one. I've already been obsessed for one whole week. So it's changing my life. And I kind of am one of those people who has really life-changing things and then forgets about them and then is like, oh my gosh, I forgot about that really great insight I had for 3 weeks. That was great. So we'll probably circle back around to it. So get excited. Yeah. But I hope that you find a little bit more joy. Go find someone to share your three things with or just write it down and just, you know, have something fun. And then like truly plan something tomorrow and be like, what am I going to be happy about tomorrow? That sounds wonderful. I'm going to go do that right now. So hope you guys have a great night. Don't forget to give us a review. 5 stars is preferable if we're being honest. Leave us a review and just share the podcast as much as you can because we don't do this for anything aside from for you guys. So it's nice when like people listen. You know, I was at a funeral recently and someone was like, hey, I listened to the podcast. And I was like, this is the perfect moment for me to feel joy because I'm at a funeral.
What she just did. She just flipped her hair behind her shoulders.
Like, it was so, so exciting. But it was like, so it's one of those things where I'm like, little moments of joy. That's what we focus on, you know? So like we were in a hard thing, but I was like, this was nice to connect with you over the fact that you listened to the podcast, which is so fun. So,
yeah.
Anyway, shout love out it. To Holly. So there you go. Hey, I hope that everyone has a lovely week and we will talk at you next week. So see you then or listen to us then. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us today. We want to create a community of inclusion where we can have conversations about topics that you need help with or have questions about. We want you to have a voice in this process, so please let us know what you want to hear about on future episodes. You can email us at thoughtspod@gmail.com. And if you search Thoughts Pod, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. All original music is composed by Milan Vrajic from Valley of the Bears, and our logos are by Rick Thomas. Thanks for joining us.